Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 292 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Kristen Nitzel. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen. Today, we will be discussing why in the world Mad-Eye Moody was able to see through the Cloak of Invisibility with his magical eye. Teef has beef. That's anyways, make sure that you've read all these books so far, 1 through 6. You should probably read 7, too. and you've listened to all of our episodes before we do some laps through these details. And before we begin, Minx Mouse News has some weekly profit news.
I do. So first up is I saw an article that Amtrak has launched a special Harry Potter themed train. I believe that it is through DC and Boston. Let me just confirm that. Okay. So
how come the RTA doesn't have something special?
Get serious.
Right? So it says this is on USA Today. All aboard Potterheads as the official partner for the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Broadway show. Amtrak is operating 4 Harry Potter themed trains on the Northeast Regional Service route between Washington, D.C. and Boston until June 25th. It says this train won't be stopping at platform 9 3/4, you'll be sure to have a magical journey on the NEC.
Nice.
So anyway, I thought that was neat. It's not like when you get on it, it's immersive. It's just like a wrap on the train, but it still looks really cool.
I thought we were going to put fun stuff inside.
I think that they might have some decals, but like that's about it. It's not like they're gonna like make the whole theme.
When I sit down, I want a chocolate frog,
right?
And a butter beer.
No, you got to travel to Scotland for
that
treatment.
See that trolley witch walking down the aisle?
No thanks, she's scary.
Not when her fingers aren't going nutty.
I don't know when they're come out.
I just can't with that.
When she's mad.
Okay, and then my second weekly profit news. I thought this was really cool because the three of us are definitely gin girls. We enjoy our gin. And I thought it was super cool that...
Gin girls!
Can we get a shirt?
Gin girls. That Emma Watson and her brother Alex are launching a new gin company made from wine grapes. And it's called, I believe, Renee. And it's really cool because it's like a sustainable gin, so they're basically like upcycling wine grapes, because I think that a lot of them get like thrown away, but now instead they're going to be using them to make this gin.
That's so cool. I love a good recycle.
And I guess the Watson family has like a long background in French wine. I did know that Emma was born in France. But I guess like her family owns or owned a winery.
Good for them.
And they would make Chablis.
That's super cool though.
Yeah, but Alex Watson has worked for a decade in the beverage industry, and now I'm guessing she's kind of like they partnered together because she's like, you know, funding it. they came up with this idea to make a sustainable gin. So
it's so cool because there's so much in the world you don't think about. I would not think about how wine could waste grapes. You know what I mean? Or like that there could be waste from that. You just don't think about it. So it's cool that someone was like, let's do something about this. And it's cool that it was someone like Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Grapes. Who knew?
I agree.
So versatile.
Neat.
Grapes.
So. That's all I got.
This episode is grape already.
So grape.
I don't have any jokes.
It's really raising the roof.
I was going to say, let's sew our way through the details.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Sochmeads, make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends because we're crazy. And if you like us, then they probably will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Nope. What?
And TikTok.
What? Oh, you haven't on Twitter for
Oh my
forever.
Gosh. No, I'm sorry. I got distracted because Morgan pointed out in the chat what? That I totally should have done this, that Hogwarts Legacy is becoming available on other platforms.
It's already out.
It is for PS4.
Isn't it?
When did that happen?
Like days ago? Pretty sure.
PS4. Hogwarts PC. Legacy. I can't believe that I dropped the ball on that.
Foolish.
I know, right?
How dare you?
When did this happen?
I swear it was days ago.
You call yourself the editor of
literally,
the
Weekly Prophet. Days ago. Okay, let's see. This is on gamesindustry.biz. Sounds legit.
Biz.
Hogwarts Legacy returns to number one after PS4 and Xbox One launch.
Oh, it was already on PC.
Let's see.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Xbox.
Okay, well, it's available already, so I don't really need to know or care about the date. But if you have a PS4 or an Xbox One, your time has officially come for Hogwarts Legacy. Go and enjoy. It is a blast. It is so much fun.
It's very good.
So the last console to be waiting for it is the Switch, right?
Correct. And that is
the graphics are gonna blow.
Still scheduled for July.
July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not great. They have They have a huge launch of Zelda right now. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
Maybe.
I'm excited for everyone who we were lucky enough to get an Xbox and play it, but for everyone who couldn't and they have a Switch and they are finally going to be able to play it, I'm excited for
you did not get an Xbox
One and PlayStation 4.
What?
You did not get an Xbox.
No, for the people who have a Switch, I'm excited for when they get to play it finally.
I get it.
It's gonna be like a resurgence of people experiencing it for the first time again.
I hear you.
Tonight is gonna be really great.
It's gonna be so great. We have a Switch and I 1000% plan on playing it on that, and more like really just as like a comparison. I'm just really curious about the comparison of playing
it
on Switch versus Xbox.
Yeah,
that is the beauty of the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I hope it's at least
decent
palatable, because I want to be able to just take it. It's not as easy to do that with obviously Xbox or PlayStation, so it's impossible. Well, it's not impossible, but it's a lot of moving around, so
it's just a lot of pieces.
Hold on, can you get Dreamlight Valley on the Switch?
Yes, you can.
I'm kind
but
of
I
surprised.
Just decided to get it on the Xbox because I thought the graphics would be better.
I'm kind of surprised though.
Why? It's like Animal Crossing.
But then you bring it in your pocket wherever you go.
You're surprised that I didn't do it?
Yes.
So apparently there's like a cloud save feature, so you actually can like play it cross platforms, which I thought was really interesting.
I'm shocked by that.
I'm not entirely
amazing.
Sure how that works, but anyway. So yeah. All of that to say, Hogwarts Legacy is now available on two more platforms, and I hope that anybody who was waiting for it is excited and as happy as we were when we got to play it a couple months ago.
Enjoy. Yeah. I'm still playing it.
Same.
I have not finished all of the tasks yet. I really want to, and then I plan on restarting it and streaming. So if that sounds fun to anybody, let me know. And let me also, I have questions. Where would you guys like me to stream it? Like, I kind of don't really want to do Twitch, but if that's like easiest, maybe I'll do it. But I heard that maybe like YouTube would be better. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Let us know. I know if you're listening to the...
I just feel like do it somewhere where you don't have... Where you don't get randos.
I know.
You know? That's when it gets a little gross.
Yeah.
But if you have just a link for patrons...
That's true. Or if I just like enlist Katie to be like a moderator while I'm streaming.
I should do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, if you guys are listening on Spotify, there's like a little there's a little way to like send us a little message about what you think about the episode. First of all, do that. We love hearing from you. And second of all, if you guys want to let me know like if you would or where you would like to watch streaming, let me know. So sweet.
Good times.
Anyway, I'm still in the middle of my spiel. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Black Boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. We are always accepting Potter stories, so you can please send those to our email along with any questions or concerns to swishflickcast@gmail.com.
I don't have any of the other stuff in here. I just noticed.
What do you mean?
Recap or summary.
That's okay.
I mean, it's okay for these. Like, it's just kind of like these are just like fun little, you know, we're just having fun before seven.
Here will be my recap and summary just to remind everybody what we're doing. So we've got like a little interim between 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to hit off the big 300 with a brand new book. And we really want to prep ourselves because we want to do it right. So in the in-between, we're just talking about all the fun things that kind of came from our March magic. Fun topics that you guys wanted us to revisit, that we wanted to revisit. It's exciting times.
Yeah. And today, the summary is we're talking about Mad-Eye and the Cloak. This was voted on by you guys.
Yes.
And you wanted to hear us a little more of an in-depth conversation about our woes and thoughts on Mad-Eye seeing through the invincible cloak of invisibility.
I'd just like to say, I don't like any of this.
I don't either. I got problems.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, so I'm just going to tell you some websites that I used. I looked at... the Wiki, Stack Exchange, Reddit, Quora, just to kind of get people's opinions.
Those are like our top four faves.
Yeah. I pulled some quotes from some books. Then we have some theory websites, express.co.uk entertainment, Harry Potter fandom, and girlfriend.com.
Love it.
Are you for real?
Whatever that means. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That's amazing.
All right. So I colored some quotes for us to read. Let me just nope. Hold on. Hold the phone. This is going to be this. All right. So I want us to go through these quotes and discuss a little about each of them. This first one, is Megan's bread and butter, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
This is from Goblet of Fire. And this is when Harry's being a little sneaking around, trying to listen to the clue in the egg. Quote, Mrs. Norris's lamp-like eyes, so very like her master's, were fixed directly upon Harry. He had, on occasion before now, to wonder whether the invisibility cloak worked on cats. Discuss.
Of course it works on cats. It's impenetrable, supposedly. I don't like this. I mean, okay, so here's the thing.
It's a book quote. What
I know.
Did you like?
No. What I don't like is that it is giving the vibe that Mrs. Norris can sense him there. Mm-hmm. However, the way that the cloak is described in Seven, it is purely, perfectly invisible. She should not be able to hear him. She should not be able to smell him. She should not be able to sense him. Nothing.
Wait, you can't hear people in the cloak?
Could be sound.
It doesn't block sound?
No, because Harry uses it to, like, spook people from time to time. Right. So, I think when we're talking about it being
she's hearing something
perfect, it means to the naked eye.
Got it. So she's sensing his sounds.
Probably smell, too. Also, if you've ever owned a cat, you know that they, like, see random spirits.
They see ghosts.
You know, like, all the time. They just, like, they'll stare at something. Ooh. Yeah, and you're like, is it a bug or what? Do I need
Marley
to freak out?
And Marley.
Or no?
Literally.
But it doesn't, this one doesn't seem weird to me because I feel like a cat would sense that before a human being would, but she wouldn't know for sure. She wouldn't be like, oh, there's a person there. It'd be like, hold on, wait, there's something's going on. So that's why she's like just staring, like,
like with a kitty cat back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one paw up in the air, like.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the fact that, like, she doesn't react beyond that means that visually the cloak is working.
Yeah. Maybe she just zoomed back down the hall, you know?
Yeah. I like Chelsea said, I had thought that Mrs. Norris wasn't an ordinary cat, though. Like, she had heightened senses above what an average cat has, which I agree with. So that must mean, that has to mean that she, I mean, cats have insane hearing ability, though. So it's like, if it was even heightened more than that, she could potentially hone in on him just based on maybe even his breathing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think this is more sound than anything.
Yeah.
And I think Harry is being a little bit paranoid because he's, like, on high alert because he's, you know, out after curfew time and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Wanted to pull that up for everybody. Do we have anything else
to say? Well, that makes more sense than Moody.
Agreed.
Yeah, it does.
We'll get to that.
Okay. I have some other things that I have beef with because I have a little bit of confusion.
Okay.
Because I'm listening to Seven right again. Now? Is anybody surprised? No, not right now. Probably at the end. Not end, but end of the quote stuff. Okay. Here's another one. I just wanted to read this because this is kind of, it's not our, I don't know. This is kind of like the first that we get of, like, the real backstory, real in air quotes, backstory of the Cloak of Invisibility. Okay. So this is from Seven when they are talking to Xenophilius. Quote, Mr. Lovegood, Hermione began again. We all know that there are such things as invisibility cloaks. They are rare, but they exist. But the third hallow is a true cloak of invisibility, Miss Granger. I mean to say, it is not a traveling cloak imbued with a disillusionment charm or carrying a bedazzling hex or else woven from demiguy's hair, which will hide one initially but fade with the years until it turns opaque. We are talking about a cloak that is really and truly renders the wearer completely invisible and endures eternally, giving constant and impenetrable concealment no matter what spells are cast at it. How many cloaks have you ever seen like that, Miss Granger? Hermione opened her mouth to answer, then closed it again, looking more confused than ever. She, Harry, and Ron glanced at one another, and Harry knew that they were all thinking the same thing. It so happened that a cloak exactly like the one Xenophilius had just described was in the room with them at that very moment. Exactly, said Xenophilius, as if he had defeated them in all reasoned argument. None of you have ever seen such a thing. The possessor would be immeasurably rich, would he not? First of all, a girl might have the cloak, Xenophilius. Secondly, no. As far as I know, Harry Potter is immeasurably rich right now.
True.
I'm sure you could count it. But he's crazy rich, right? He's crazy rich. So that part of his story totally checks out.
See, I kind of took that phrasing as like immeasurably rich in like luck, kind of.
Huh. Oh, I didn't. I took it at total face value.
Really?
Yeah. Only because if you have something like that, one would think that
you would have the means to protect it, some kind of power.
Yeah. But we know that Harry's got bank
for sure,
Gringotts style. So, but anyways, I wanted to pull that because that's where we get this idea that like. It's perfect, right? Nothing is going to do anything to make it any less than perfect. No spells, no nothing. You truly renders the wearer completely invisible and endures eternally, giving constant and impenetrable concealment. And that is where we're broken, right? With Moody. Yeah. That's where we're broken with Moody.
A little bit with Dumbledore at one point, but I'm sure we'll get to
Dumbledore,
that too.
I feel like he's more like a cat.
No. What?
No, but just in the way that like I think that Dumbledore could sense him. He couldn't see him, but I think he could sense him.
I don't know if I should bring this up now or later.
Bring it up whenever you want.
In one of these articles I read on here, it was like a quote from the author saying that Dumbledore used the spell, the human revelation. Yeah, thank you. But the cloak is supposed to be impenetrable to spells.
Oh, that's Bob Shorts. What?
So, like,
are we talking about
to
three?
An extent, though? No, are we talking about Chamber of Secrets?
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
So, like, is it impenetrable to the point where, like, he didn't know? See, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
But even if he would have used that spell, are we talking about in Hagrid's hut?
Yeah, that's the author says that Dumbledore used it then.
But wouldn't that pick up everybody else? Wouldn't that spell pick up Hagrid and Malfoy and blah, blah, blah?
I like what Lee said in the chat. I thought Dumbledore used his legitimacy and knew when he was under the cloak. That would make more
sense
to me. That's
still spell work, though, isn't it?
Is it? Or is it just like a...
Yeah, because legilimens, I'm using my wand.
That's true. But,
are you doing it wandless? But it's still a spell.
Do you have to cast a spell? Isn't legilimency kind of like divination in a way where it's like, it's a skill that you have?
I think it's both. And I also think that it wasn't necessarily any type of spell work or something special that Dumbledore had rather than just logic. Harry and Hermione and Ron were always down there. And weren't there teacups?
Yeah.
Right.
I just feel like he deduced, you know?
So it is a spell. Legilimency.
Yeah.
Like, this is from a web chat. So this is plot hole.
Can somebody, I know this is kind of crazy, can somebody look up that chapter in this moment and see if there's rock cakes or bucket mugs on the table?
I feel like
he would just know.
But why would the author say that?
It's annoying to me that the author would say,
well, there's some plot holes, I guess, this is annoying.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish people would just like try to not put band-aids over things and just be like, hey, I'm messed up. Just like I messed up timeline.
Right? Like, just say it.
Yeah. I don't think that, I mean, like, we all adore your writing anyway. So, anyways.
Okay. So, Vinny says, he kept glancing nervously at the windows. He poured them both large mugs of boiling water. He had forgotten to add tea bags and was just putting a slab of fruitcake on a plate when there was a loud knock on the door. So, yeah, that is probably just like, what is that called? Deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
Right?
It just makes sense. I feel like he's very Hermione-ish in that kind of way where she like can see what some people tend to look over. So if you're like cruising in there, we got to come arrest you. You've got more than one mug out. I gotta figure somebody else's.
So
around.
Mia says, think about Queenie using legilimency, though. She doesn't cast a spell every time she does it. So according to the Harry Potter Compendium, which is like another form of the wiki, it says that like skilled legilimens, like Voldemort, I would assume Snape, Dumbledore, I would throw Queenie in there as well. They're able to perform legilimency without using the incantation or a wand, but it's still a spell. You know what I mean?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm just like saying, oh. It's just like a collective, like, you know
the
I mean.
Collective. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, it's so, still,
sometimes
I don't know.
She's born with it and sometimes it's Maybelline, you
exactly.
know, you just don't know.
But like, from what I'm understanding is it's still like a spell that is happening. It's just not like, it's basically
it's non-verbal,
like wandless,
kind of
non-verbal
yeah.
magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next quote, this is from Deathly Hallows, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
it
is from
the thing?
King's Cross.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was the thing above all that drew us together, he said quietly. This is Dumbledore. Two clever, arrogant boys with a shared obsession. He wanted to come to Godric's Hollow, as I'm sure you've guessed, because of the grave of Ignotus Peverell. He wanted to explore the place the third brother had died. So it's true, asked Harry. All of it, the Peverell brothers? We're the three brothers of the tale, said Dumbledore, nodding. Oh, yes, I think so. Whether they met death on a lonely road, I think it's more likely that the Peverell brothers were simply gifted, dangerous wizards who succeeded in creating these powerful objects. The story of them being Death's Own Hallows seems to me the sort of legend that might have sprung up around such creations.
Okay, so this is the only thing that kind of like lets me be okay. This and a theory about Moody's Eye is the fact that it's not death themselves, right, creating these
right.
objects. It's just very talented wizards who are creating these things, which makes me think if they created these things, why couldn't one of them or someone else have also created the eye to be just as, if not more, powerful?
Right.
Because we don't know the backstory of Moody's Eye. And clearly it's amazing.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it can see, you know, he can hone in on a cabinet many floors up to see if there's a Boggart in it, right?
Right. Like,
don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Why?
Why?
Because he's the only person that knows what a Boggart looks like.
Well, not anymore.
Or did it turn into what his Boggart is?
I think he probably can see it in its,
I think he sees it in its true form because it's not seeing him. It doesn't
Correct.
Know that it's
me.
Being looked at.
Yeah.
What
it's
does
nude.
It look like? Is it like a ditto?
I imagine it like a ditto. Literally, I always have.
Yes! Oh my gosh! It's ditto!
It just looks like Play-Doh.
Yes. Oh my god. Does
that
have
just
eyes?
Brought me so much joy.
Yeah, it definitely has eyes. And a little itty bitty smirk.
The crow's
definitely
have eyes.
A smirk.
Yeah.
The crow's oh. have eyes. Oh my gosh.
Browning.
I love it. Oh. Yes.
Anyway, cool. Boggarts
so
or dittos?
Like,
Boggarts or dittos.
I agree that this is definitely the one passage that, like, maybe explains it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want it to.
I mean, it's supposed to be
impenetrable.
Impenetrable.
Yeah.
And I feel like in that moment when we're seeing, I mean, I didn't pull up the quote for that. Can we get that quote from Goblet where they're in the hall? Did I include that?
Moody talking to him?
Yeah. I don't see it. Can somebody pull that for me? But like, if anybody, I feel like, is going to notice that Harry's there, it's going to be Snape, right? I don't know. I just feel like he'd be like a Mrs. Norris situation, just like, I hear.
It'd be like how Harry always knows Malfoy's doing something and no one believes him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What part do you want? What do you mean? Like the exchange between him and Moody after?
Just when Moody's looking at him.
Okay, so he says, pajama party, is it? He growled up the stairs. Moody took a step closer to the foot of the stairs. Harry saw Moody's magical eye travel over Snape and then unmistakably onto himself. Harry's heart gave a horrible jolt. Moody could see through invisibility cloaks. He alone could see the full strangeness of the scene. Snape in his nightshirt, Filch clutching the egg, and he, Harry, trapped in the stairs behind them. Moody's lopsided gash of a mouth opened in surprise. For a few seconds, he and Harry stared straight into each other's eyes. Then Moody closed his mouth and turned his blue eye upon Snape again. Did I hear that correctly, Snape? Someone broke into your office? So
I don't know how I feel about that. Is that Harry's inner dialogue and him just panicking? And is that Moody's eye perhaps seeing a disturbance? Magical disturbance?
But then he talks to him after Snape's gone, doesn't he?
Does he?
But doesn't he say, like, Potter, like, something, take your wrapper off or whatever, or...
He says,
so he could have said that to an empty hallway. You know what I mean? I'm trying to justify all of this. I hate myself. I don't want it to be true.
A door slammed. Harry was left staring down at Moody, who placed his staff on the bottommost stair and started to climb laboriously toward him. A dull clunk on every other step. Close shave, Potter, he muttered. Yeah, I think, said Harry weakly. What is this thing? Drawing the Marauder's map out of his pocket and unfolding it.
That's all he says?
That's it. This is a map of Hogwarts, said Harry, hoping Moody was going to pull him out of the staircase soon. His leg was really hurting him. Merlin's beard. This is some map, Potter. Yeah, it's quite useful. Professor Moody, do you think you could help me? What? Oh, yes, of course.
The egg on the ground?
Egg on the ground. Egg on the ground.
Is the egg on the ground?
The egg. Filch was holding it before. Let me see.
So.
No, said Filch, clutching the egg as though it were his firstborn son. Professor Moody, this is evidence of Peeves' treachery. Then Moody says, hand it over now. So Moody has the egg.
KDT in the chat says he sees him under the table when Harry and Hermione go to Hogsmeade. And Morgan says, Moody tells him he can see through cloaks when they're in Hogsmeade previously. I think just before the first task, it's when Hagrid tells him to come see the dragons.
I mean, seeing through cloaks is one thing, but like seeing through the cloak is a whole nother, in my opinion.
So this is before the first task?
But if he sees him at the Hogs, not the Hogs,
he tells him
three broomsticks?
Yeah, that's when he says... That's when he says, nice cloak, Potter, and he, like, is looking at him under at the table. And Harry's like, can you? And he says, yeah, I can see through invisibility cloaks. And it's coming useful at times, I can tell you.
So, in my head of denial, I want to say that we're using deductive skills. And we're thinking, he's got to be there. I know he has an invisibility cloak because I'm sure Dumbledore would have informed him of this. Because he's supposed to be a person that's, I mean, all those teachers have to protect Harry. So I feel like all of them know that he has a cloak. I mean, it's common knowledge that Harry has a cloak anyway, later on with all the Death Eaters and whatnot. I don't know. I'm just really trying hard.
Because then they would like, I don't know. I don't know if he would tell them.
I feel like Dumbledore would let that just ride and like.
As long as Dumbledore was aware of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my thought,
though. Yeah, that's just how I feel.
It says Harry stared at him in amazement. A large chunk missing from Moody's nose. In your eye, I mean, can you? Yeah, I can see through invisibility cloaks, and it's come in useful times, I tell you. Hagrid was beaming down at Harry, too. So he says this in front of Hagrid.
Well, Hagrid always knew he had a cloak.
Yeah.
Hagrid could have told him. Hagrid tells people a lot of things he shouldn't.
This is true.
Shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
KDT said, if Harry's cloak is meant to be special, I really don't think the author had decided on Hollows by or before Goblet.
I mean, that could very well be true.
Yeah, for sure. There's some truth.
There's nothing. Truth to that. Yeah, it could have just been something that was like, oh, that fits.
But again, like, what bothers me is, like, just admit that. Like, just tell us.
Yeah.
Don't try and be like, oh, yeah, no, he cast Hominum Revelio. No, it's supposed to be impenetrable by spells. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like, again, that would be, like, also probably one of the number one never spells.
Right. Like, she also never thought that people were going to break these down like this. But, like, still, come on.
Mia, it is capitalized. How early on is it capitalized?
Cloak.
First book.
Then he says first book.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, she did say that she knew where the story was going to go. I mean, I guess maybe did she know the Hollows were going to be a thing? I don't know. But
yeah,
that seems like a big thing to just create. I don't know. Especially by the time you get to Goblet.
Yeah.
I could see the first book or even the second with, like, you know, him in Hagrid's hut and whatnot. But, like,
I was wondering that too. I was wondering that too. Morgan says, do the early editions list it as capitalized, or is it just later editions after Deadly Hallows was done?
I wonder if I have
a proper noun, like a brand name, Katie.
I wonder if I have a first edition.
I mean,
I bet
I maybe
do. I'm going to go look.
Okay.
You guys can. I'm literally still going to be in the room. Don't worry. I'm not going far, but.
Okay.
I'm going to go look.
Okay. I don't know. I just. I don't know. I mean, we'll keep going with this.
Do you want me to read the next quote?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this comes from Deathly Hallows as well, right? King's Cross.
Mm-hmm.
The in between afterlife sort of thing. So this is Dumbledore talking to Harry. The cloak, as you know now, traveled down through the ages, father to son, mother to daughter, right down to Ignotus's last living descendant, who was born, as Ignotus was, in the village of Godric's Hollow. Dumbledore smiled at Harry. Me? You. You have guessed, I know, why the cloak was in my possession on the night your parents died. James had showed it to me just a few days previously. It explained much of his undetected wrongdoing at school. I could hardly believe what I was seeing. I asked to borrow it, to examine it. I had long since given up my dream of uniting the Hollows, but I could not resist, could not help taking a closer look. It was a cloak the likes of which I had never seen, immensely old, perfect in every respect.
Perfect in every respect.
Right? So, like, if it, okay, so Dumbledore later on says, like, was it actually made by death? Don't know. That seems like legend. It seems more likely that, like, these three wizards were super powerful, made some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But then, like, how could there possibly not have been more things like this? Like, we see the darker side of wizard kind. Mm-hmm. So, like, why did no one else ever create some sort of elder wand or a resurrection stone?
This goes along the lines of where people also get hung up in Cursed Child with time travel and whatnot, and the fact that wizard technology, if you will, can be updated. I mean, if you were to talk about what we're doing now with cell phones, even back into the 80s, people would have called you crazy. Probably everybody except Imagineers would have, because they started trying to do that. And anyways, but like, it just makes me wonder, like, is this something else that was created, like I said earlier, that was just as powerful? Now, whether it was a Peveril brother or not, we don't know. This feels very Ignotus to me to create, and not have been boasted about.
Yeah.
Some private sort of invention, because he was just that type of dude, I feel like. But like, if we go on, you have two more quotes from Dumbledore that we need to go through. You have one, and then Megan has another. So Katie, read your next one.
Do you want me to read it, Meg, or do you want to?
I was just going to say, how do you tell
the edition?
If it's first edition.
It's at the beginning of the book. It should be.
It says, so mine says at the bottom, if this is correct, it says first American edition, October 1998. I don't see any dates later than 1998, which would make me believe that that is what this is then.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
And it is capitalized in mine, but Katie K in the chat is saying hers is not capitalized. So I'm confused.
Well, what edition is yours, Katie?
Also, I really like what Vinny said to what I was saying before. He said technology sometimes gets lost, which is a really good reminder, because yes, it does. And then he also brought up, which, like, this is why we love Vinny, because he knows stuff like this. He says it took centuries for us to figure out the exact recipe of Roman concrete, for example. So, like, that seems like something like, duh, why wouldn't someone else have come up with that? So to, like, put that into a magical thought. I agree. Thank you for making me think of that. Why not? And, like, we do see other powerful things being created. Like, for example, the Marauder's Map. That's a piece of genius magic that was created by four teenagers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Vinny, you win that one.
What? Marguerite! You sassy thing. Can I read this, please?
I like that. Go for it.
I like this a lot. Oh my gosh. Quote from Marguerite. I could see this just as much as Moody's Eye being specially created by wizards at the ministry, like the Department of Mysteries. No one knows what they do or experiment with. I adore that. Absolutely. Especially because he was a ministry employee.
Yeah. Mm.
Gosh darn, Marguerite. You beautiful thing. Oh. I love that. Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That would make me more okay.
Yes.
Right.
Only because we know that that department is so specialized in things that we have no understanding of. We can't understand this eye. Let's just throw it there.
Right.
I'm okay with
it. It must have come from there.
It must have.
So but mine no, is definitely, I really like that. Mine is definitely a first edition, I think, and it's capitalized. And
okay.
Katie K's is not. And Mia says her first edition chamber is capitalized.
I can't tell you about mine. They're upstairs. I'm not sure. I mean, I can totally look later because I'm curious, but I don't know if mine are first editions, though. Probably not.
I think all my hardcovers are, because they're all of like my original ones. So like I would assume.
I just don't remember what year I got mine.
Yeah.
Katie, read this next quote for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
The cloak wouldn't have helped them survive, though, Harry said quickly. Voldemort knew where my mom and dad were. The cloak couldn't have made them curse proof. True, sighed Dumbledore. True.
So
curse and spell different.
Avada can go through it. Can Crucio?
Right? Like, is it unforgivables? Like, what defines... Yeah.
But also, he still would have to, like, be aiming and be able to see them.
Well, let's say for argument's sake, he's cornered. There's nowhere else to go. And it is a true shot. Like, can it get through the cloak? Dumbledore size, true, true.
I'm guessing Avada is a yes.
Feel like it shouldn't be. If it's impenetrable, it's impenetrable.
Does she need to look up the definition of impenetrable?
There's
yes.
There's something about that dark magic, though, that is different than regular magic. Right. We think about traces it leaves, scars it puts on people. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If the purpose of making the cloak was to evade death, why would the one spell that kills you be able to get through it?
No. Well, maybe he wasn't that good, Megan. Broken. Maybe what? He wasn't that good.
My brain just broke.
I don't know.
So, okay. So here, I think what we are coming, like the conclusion we're coming to here is that like the intentions of these objects were for them to be these things, but in actuality, they're not.
So is that where the legend part comes in?
Correct.
Like, yes, it is like a phenomenal piece of magic. Yes, it is different than other invisibility cloaks.
Right.
Like, as could another
like
person...
Like, it is better.
Right. Could another person make a map of Hogwarts? Sure. Might it not be as good as that one? May it be better? Yes and yes. So maybe that's where the legend comes in.
Yeah.
But the actuality of it... Because who just said this? Someone just said... Oh, Mia said it. Harry was immobilized under the cloak in Half-Blood Prince, so it's not impenetrable.
I always wondered, though, if he had an ankle out. Because his ankle flashed. I know that sounds crazy. His ankle...
A little wardrobe malfunction.
flashes out, and that's how Malfoy knows that he's up there. So I was wondering if he wasn't actually fully covered.
Yeah, because, again... Why would
that doesn't make any sense otherwise,
or
because you're right, because he tosses it back over him.
What if it has something to do with like Dumbledore knew he was under the cloak? Do you have to know someone? Do you have to be aware? Does that help?
No, that would still be Bob Shorts, because your enemy could know you have an invisibility cloak and that should still protect you. You know what I'm saying?
But I meant like literally in that moment he knew
exactly where he was.
Yeah, he like told Harry to stay under there.
Still. Maybe it's because
I'm pulling at straws.
Here we go. Maybe it worked because he was using the Elder Wand. In which case that's okay, maybe.
Maybe. Quickly a maybe.
But that would give me a little more peace of mind with it. The fact that like, okay, well, the Elder Wand can get through it.
Yeah.
But again, I say Avada Kedavra should not be able to get through it if literally its purpose for being created was to protect you from death.
Yeah.
Mia, in that case, I think I can make an argument for ankles being out. They don't all three fit under that.
So we're talking about the
caterwauling charm. Yeah. a lot of ankle talk.
I like what Bree said. The hollows recognize one another. And
I love that.
Like recognizes like. I can get on board with.
Like calls to like.
Like calls to like. Marauder's map. I wonder if James was okay with creating that to know about the cloak.
The fact that the possessor of the invisibility cloak created it. That's why.
So his friends could know where he was in case...
Yeah,
there was trouble of ruin. I just wonder about that. Obviously, we can't say any of this with any kind of certainty.
Meg, Jason just said hide you from death, not prevent it. Mic drop.
That's good. A fair point.
And here's another thing that I would like to talk about.
Yeah, true.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But like, where do we stand on death being a being? Where does everybody stand on that?
That's a really good question.
I think that it's more so what Dumbledore was saying.
Clever wizards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In which case, like, there could be more room for error. You know what I mean? But now it's like adding up to be like too many things.
It's a lot of things.
I don't like it.
I know. This is why I have beef.
Feel better about it is me thinking of death not being a being and letting that be true legend talk, so that these items could have faults and like their whole story.
And the legend
is
also
legend,
helps.
So it's not all true.
Right. And the legend helps make them like feel unattainable to most people. So in a way, it like kind of protects them from the public, because you're like, oh, it's just a legend. Where it's like almost this like protection piece of like, well, don't look too hard for it because it's just a legend. Like, right. You know what I mean?
I feel like going along with that and it being a legend, I feel like, as much as I hate to say this, but I'm going to use the word beef again, but all of these items were beefed up so much throughout the years that you have that false sense that this is perfect and this wand is unbeatable and this really will bring people back from the dead. But we know that they're not truly back from the dead and they're very unhappy. And that wand, like, Dumbledore defeated Grindelwald and got it. So how is that unbeatable?
Draco was able to disarm him, though I do think he let that happen.
So I just wonder, like, how much of this is just,
do you think he let that happen?
People saying these things or so,
maybe,
throughout the years, and then them becoming so incredibly desirable, and then them depending on these items too much because they believe that they are perfect, which we know nothing ever really is. Just a thought.
Yeah.
To quote Merida, legends are lessons. They ring with truths.
Ring with truths, but not wholly.
What are our thoughts on Draco being able to stun Harry, petrificus him on the train? I think that there was most definitely a weak spot with like a bit of him showing.
I just thought that he did. I think I thought that he thought that he fully covered his ankle after he jumped up there, but he really didn't fully cover himself. Because if you think that like he's up there and trying to, that gif threw me off, Vinny. I just feel like he thought he covered himself up fully, but then he didn't. That was what I always thought when I was reading.
I could get on board with that.
Yeah, that's kind of what Marguerite was saying as well. Like,
that could be wishful thinking as well.
What if it's just simply stronger than other invisibility cloaks, but like its legends are just kind of exaggerated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it truly is a fine better piece of magic, right? But it's not perfect.
Definitely.
As legends say.
Story built in truth, but not everything that people said it was to be.
Is this helping you with Moody at all, Tiff?
He's helping me.
I think it's making me even more sad that death isn't a being and created these objects himself, and they're not all perfect. I think that makes me sad because I love
I would agree
that
with
story.
You.
Yeah.
And I want death to be just like out and about, an having tea, feeling. Just like being. The surreal, like just being like surreal status.
Right.
Yes.
Still in
yeah,
tea.
I like what Bree just said. Look at the Whomping Willow and the legend surrounding that. Like, it's
right.
You know, you have this legend of what this is, but in actuality, it's not that.
And what Ron goes on to say later with this story, and he's like, "That's those are all Beatles tales, like to teach you lessons and whatnot."
Babbity yeah. Rabbity.
In the capping stump. What else do we have? Oh, May, read that next
Everybody
one.
Everybody knows Babbity Rabbity. Okay. But the cloak I took out of vain curiosity, and so it could never have worked for me as it works for you, its true owner. That was Dumbledore.
So, in order for it to work really well, you need to be the true owner of the cloak,
just like
according
the elder
to
one.
Him. Right. And so that apparently is bloodline.
But again, is that
true?
Because we've seen all of these fallacies with it, with Harry using
maybe
it.
Maybe Harry's not. Maybe that's not how it should be passed. Maybe it doesn't work for him perfectly because he's not the true
James
owner of the cloak.
Didn't physically hand it to him.
Or the power died Ooh. With James.
Because he didn't pass it down.
Tiffany's face.
Oh my god. Why would it not? Why would it not? If that's how Dumbledore intended to end the power of the Elder One, why doesn't that make sense? What? Holy bananas, Foster. I did it.
I did it. I have cracked the code. Tiffany, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
The power died with James. And so now it's like a very good invisibility cloak.
But not
the perfectly infallible. Tiffany, girl.
I love this for me.
Guys, I am sending Tiffany's face.
No! No!
Why do you hate me? It was so good.
Oh.
Wait, why didn't it go? It's saying it's explicit.
What? I am not nude, so
explicit. Tiffany,
why are you trying to sound
too much?
What on earth?
Oh, man.
Vinny, if that's true, Vinny says, didn't James technically pass it to Dumbledore first?
No,
maybe that is why.
I don't think that is technically passed. It wasn't passed with the intention of Dumbledore
keeping it.
Yeah. No, I know. However, if, you know, the cloak felt that way magically, it isn't going through lineage. So maybe it was like,
you don't want to do that anymore. Mm-mm. You know what? I'm done.
You know what? I'm like really old and I'm tired. So,
but no backseas as James got killed. That's why I'm thinking the power died with it. Why not? Don't fight me on this. You're grounded. How dare you?
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't think that. Hold on.
So wait, does it work? Less.
I'm really bummed I can't send this picture.
When Harry's like sharing it with the trio.
I don't know. Does it have to like piece out magic percentages? Are we going to talk about Horcrux? Is it tomato sauce?
Are we talking tomato sauce?
That's a good question, but.
And like not from the obvious, like they're
I just,
tall
I don't
now.
Know.
So, like,
I'm
stuff
now
is
officially
showing.
Just like on the bandwagon that like its power died with James.
That makes me sad. However,
he was never able to like actually pass it on.
Right. I feel like if this cloak would have been officially passed down, he would have done it when Harry was older. You're not going to give a little over a 1 year old an invisibility cloak. I'm going to lose your baby.
Have you seen that meme? There's like a whole thread where it's like James is like panicking and Lily's like, "What did you do?" And he's like, "Well, I may have accidentally wrapped Harry in the invisibility cloak."
Yes, but that's a toy.
They gave him a broom, but it was a toy broom.
It's a toy broom. It goes with that foot off the ground.
It was for a little kid.
And Sirius did that. You're Sirius right.
So if we think about this being accurate, then death could still be a being there, Tiff. Does that make you happy?
Yeah, I need death to be like legit.
Chilling, sipping tea.
Sipping tea. Just taking
Never gonna get those Peveril folks.
These Peveril. This is like mission in life. Oh, man. Okay, let's move on to some other things. Megan, I gave you this part because you were the person who thought of this with the ancient magic and whatnot. Mm,
that is right.
So I don't know if you want to talk about that at all.
Sure. So, okay, so I was playing Hogwarts Legacy and this whole like story. Okay, first of all, spoiler alert. Not really, just like a little bit.
It's not anything to the plot. Game.
Very okay. minuscule spoiler of Hogwarts Legacy. Just involving the fact that like this thing called ancient magic exists. Okay, so like in the story, there is like a student and then like professors who can hone and see and use ancient magic. It's said to be an incredibly rare gift. This is not something that is seen very often. However, like you, the player, can also see it now. It's like that is like what makes you special in the game, basically. So like as you're going around the areas and stuff, there are like literally these little ancient magic hotspots that like only you can see appear. And like as you're walking, the like wisps of magic appear so you can like understand that that is ancient magic there. So my thoughts were like, are the Hallows a part of ancient magic, and do they potentially give that off? And mm-hmm. maybe Dumbledore can see ancient magic, and that's why he or Moody maybe is like, does the eye see ancient magic? And like, mm-hmm. that's why. But the thing with Moody, it makes more sense with Dumbledore because I feel like it fits Dumbledore's character more to be able to potentially see ancient magic. But like the thing with Moody is like, I don't know if that fits here necessarily.
But like, what if ancient magic is something that's studied at the Department of Mysteries? And if we go along with the theory that 100%. The eye was made there.
And it's perhaps, like an eye made to see ancient magic.
Perhaps it could. That could be one of the things that it does.
An eye made to see. Look me in the eye. Have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Only a little bit because Marty.
Bubbles says that. Look me in the eye.
Bubbles.
Anyway. Okay, there is that potential connection. Like, is that what the eye is created for? Is that what it can see?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have...
Because Dumbledore says the reason, one of the reasons why I thought about this is because we were reading about Dumbledore seeing traces of magic going into the lake TM to get the Horcrux. So like he says that dark magic leaves traces. Well, like, is that similar to like ancient magic leaving traces and how he can see it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
For real though.
I just thought that that was really cool. And like that would give me some peace of mind with this. Like if it truly is like an impenetrable, you know what I mean? Like a, I don't know. It would ease the blow a little bit of someone being able to see it because it has ancient magic.
So does that mean Voldemort can see ancient magic?
Maybe he can't see it, but...
Can he feel it, Mr. Krabs?
No, maybe Voldemort can't see it, but, like, Dumbledore can see magic that Voldemort has left behind. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that Voldemort could see it, you know what I'm saying? Just because mm-hmm. he, like, cast it or did it doesn't mean that he can see the traces of it.
I feel like... A lot of magic is ancient magic only because I feel like some of these spells have been around for a very long time and whatnot. And creating Horcruxes, I feel like, is definitely ancient, right? I feel like that would have been around for a long time. So I wonder, that plus dark magic. what's that looking like to people with the visions?
Yeah, I like the idea of Voldemort not being knowing. Able to use it.
Yeah.
Because one, he would have. And two, I think he was just like a very gifted, powerful wizard who went on the wrong path. So like he invented all these things and like pushed magic beyond its limits. But I don't think he actually like had that gift. Mm-hmm. Dumbledore, I could see having that gift.
Yeah. Good talk, good talk.
So anyway.
I love this.
I thought that was cool.
I hate it, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of discussed the Marauder's Nap thing, right?
I think we did, yeah. I pulled that like from a long time ago.
No, that's fine. So some theories. Go for it.
Okay. I just want to pick from this one only because we're like directly talking about like the eye, Moody's eye itself.
Is this the first article?
It's a Reddit article.
Oh, okay.
JK Express took this from Reddit. So it's probably the Reddit article that I also pulled. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
The only truly invisibility detector is the magical eye Alistair Moody possesses. That eye was used by the youngest brother to see, collect, and modify the cloak of invisibility. It passed down generations to the Potters, and they used it to write the invisible book of invisibility and pass it down through to generations as well until two Potter sons were born. The eldest kept the cloak of invisibility, the second kept the eye and traveled to the U.S. to become one of the original 12 Aurors that died in profession, leaving the eye as a symbol to Gandalf's graves. Do with that as you will. They added Graves passed it down generations until Grindelwald killed the Percival's father to get the eye in his quest for the Hallows. He then later killed Percival to get his position, and when he lost to Dumbledore, Alistair Moody, in reality, Alistair Graves, received the eye back. Da, da,
that's
da.
A lot. So I do like the idea of
I like the beginning
eye.
Of it.
Yeah, like the eye being created to basically like be a part of this trio, no longer being a trio. You know what I mean? Like that would definitely like help it make sense.
The other parts are a lot.
I'm like really sold on this theory of the Department of Mysteries. I love it
that.
So much.
Yeah. I love that for the eye, and then I love my theory of the power died with it.
Yeah.
Like it just, I like those two little theories holding hands, skipping along.
Totally. I wonder if the Department of Mysteries eye would have seen through the cloak had the power not died with James. I'm talking about this as if this is all canon. But you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if it still would have.
Anywho, go to another
one. So, yes, that was the first article that you had.
Okay.
The second one is just the wiki link to Mad Eye Moody's eye.
Okay.
So, let's see. Oh, no, it's like a discussion that happened on the wiki. Okay, so this person on the wiki, it is called, their name is Fred and George Weasley. They say, both so I read an article the other day in the Order of the Phoenix when they're at Sirius's house. Molly asked Moody to check if there was a Boggart in one of the rooms upstairs, and he swiveled his magical eye around and confirmed that there was indeed a Boggart. The first time I read this part, it seemed pretty normal. He can see through walls or whatever. But after rereading the series multiple times, I also questioned if Moody could see a Boggart in its naked form. Lupin said in a defense class that nobody knows what Boggarts truly look like. Did it change into Moody's fear when he looked at it? Did the Boggart sense Moody was looking at it and change into his fear? Did it stay, quote, naked? Does Moody know what a Boggart looks like? Okay, so we did touch on this a little bit. I do think that Moody saw the Boggart in its, quote, naked form.
You could have just said true.
Sorry, they said naked.
You chose naked.
And like we said before, I 1000% think it looks like ditto.
Ditto. It's ditto.
Ditto.
Oh,
that
Katie.
Is really interesting, though.
Oh, man.
Somebody said maybe he can see through magic, therefore looking through the Boggart's true form. What is the Boggart's true form anyway? No one knows.
Yeah. I can accept that. I want him to see it in its like normal form.
Because, oh my god, like Flubber.
Yeah, because it,
I like that too.
I don't remember who said it, but it doesn't see him, so it doesn't know what to turn into.
Right, like they
has
said
no idea.
They said like, does it sense him seeing it? No, I don't think so.
No,
from floors below. I think
they, come on, no.
Not to like talk down about the Boggart, but like I don't think it's that smart. You know what I mean? It's gotta like see
I'm gonna,
you seeing it.
I'm gonna see if it has an MOM classification.
Oh, good question. It has to.
Can I read this?
What?
This is a Reddit thread about them discussing the clown. And why Dumbledore can see through it. This person says the cloak isn't unfallible. I don't know why I said that. It's just better than any other. It can't be summoned off you, doesn't wither or fade, etc. And then someone responded and said, it is meant to be infallible, endures eternally, giving constant impenetrable concealment no matter what spells casted on it. The very next person says that basically Dumbledore knew Harry was there because Harry farted.
I mean, he's an 11-year-old kid.
Oh, God. And somebody else responded, this is the answer I'm going with.
I love it.
So this other person brings up like a legitimate point. It says the problem with your assumption that the Three Hallows are infallible is we already know that they're not. The Elder Wand is supposed to be unbeatable, yet we know that it has been beaten numerous times throughout history. The Resurrection Stone is supposed to return the dead, but it only returns them in a ghost-like state. And the Invisibility Cloak is just an invisibility cloak, a charmed one to be sure, but ultimately just another invisibility cloak. Moody's eye can see through invisibility cloaks. Whatever the other charms the invisibility cloak may have, anti-summoning for example, it is ultimately still just an invisibility cloak.
I don't like that.
I don't like I it can. either, but honestly, like, it makes a lot of sense, because the other two, I mean, the Resurrection Stone is a big time one where you see that it is not true in the sense that it does bring people back from the dead, because they are not back.
Right
there. Now you brought them into this sort of limbo that they already didn't choose when they chose, in my headcanon of this world, to not be a ghost, and they're in that weird ghost like not really actually their kind of state. They're not a solid true living being,
right?
So they're miserable. Yeah. Cut my cloak into pieces.
Oh my god.
If you're not on Discord, you have no idea why.
This is my last hollow. So I can't find the Ministry of Magic classification for Boggart, but it's also
says it's a non-being.
Yeah, it's a non-being, so it's not a beast. So right. It wouldn't be like in Fantastic Beasts, which is the only place we have classifications
right
for us to look at.
That's kind of tricky. Yeah. Tricky.
It's tricky to rock a cloak, to rock a cloak like this. Oh, yes, it's tricky.
Boggarts are tricky. Oh my god, there's something wrong with us.
So many things.
So
there's also a theory that Moody's eye is enchanted by the Elder Wand. So if we go with like recognizes like, that would mean that the eye would be able to see through this particular.
I mean, hallow. Okay. The whole like calls to like thing, I'm totally down for, because the Deathly Hallows could have that going on for them, just like Horcruxes have that going on for them. You know what I mean?
I love that for them.
I love that for them.
Love that journey.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's kind of all we got. Basically, here's my takeaway from this conversation, okay?
Go on, girl.
The power of the cloak died with James.
Mm.
I dig that. That is now my headcanon.
You're
and
welcome.
That is why it's fallible now with Harry. And Moody's eyes from the Department of Mysteries. These are all new headcanons thanks to Swish and our Discord friends and our brains all coming together. Yep.
I love that.
I yeah. really wish I could share the photo of Tiffany. You know what? I'm going to post it in our Instagram story. Anybody who wants to see it?
What oh, the heck? Send it to me first.
Okay. I'll send it to Tiffany first.
Let me approve of this. Okay. If Discord thinks it's explicit.
No.
What does it look
honestly,
like?
I don't understand why it would be.
Did you edit
that
on there?
I don't know why. Maybe it's because you're in a tank top, but that's ridiculous.
Excuse Maybe. Me. The internet can't handle them shoulders.
Right?
Hey, they bought the shoulders.
Look out.
I think it's adorable. Tiff, look at how cute you are. I just texted it to
I
you.
I can't see it. Oh. Maybe they it's think amazing. I'm nude.
Oh, my God.
That girl
clearly
works out.
Not.
Are you okay with me posting that?
You can post that. That's fine.
Just put
yeah,
not nude.
Fine.
Not nude.
Hashtag not nude. Not in my naked form.
Not ditto.
All right. Well,
Jake, you want
me
I
mean,
coke?
You know, she's been having to deal with Alana doing that now because she taught her.
I get jinxed every 2 seconds and I get this. Do you know what
What's
that means?
That? No,
she wants to rock, paper, scissor fight, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she always does scissors. So I always win. She like won't do any other one. I don't know why.
Do you just rock it every time?
Sometimes. And then other times I'll just be like, paper.
And I know Go she ahead.
Wants to win. Go ahead and win. All right. That's it.
I saw at least one lightning bolt come through.
There's a couple. Okay. Let's see. Marguerite. What if Moody can sense him? Like his eye is a thermal reader / night vision. It's still.
It still should be impenetrable.
Yeah, impenetrable.
But it's
the
not
author
because
absolutely dropped the
James.
Ball on this. I'm just annoyed, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't have been this way, you guys. But I think that sometimes people write books not thinking people like us are going to do this.
1000%.
For sure.
Because you never know if a book's going to take off. And
Come
people
on,
are human
think that we're
and make mistakes. So
talk
I'm
about
not mad about
300
it.
Episodes.
Come on.
I can't. Come on. I can't be too angry. Come on!
Come on! And again, I just want to give another shout out to Marguerite for the whole Department of Mysteries thing, because that was her next lightning
yeah.
bolt. What if the eye that Moody has was made by the Department of Mysteries?
Absolutely. Headcanon. Done.
Accepted.
Yes.
Yeah, love it. Katie K asks, related to the cloak, what do you think would have happened to the cloak if Dumbledore hadn't had it when the Potters died? Would it have ever gotten to Harry?
No.
I think it kind of like, you know, the like these items can get lost, you know, that would just be like an instance of it unfortunately getting lost in history, I think.
Would it find Harry like Doctor Strange's cloak?
No, because the power died with James.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey.
But maybe. I don't know. I do like that.
Uh-huh.
Amy Lou asks, what if the real magic of the Hollows is that they are the only magical items where the magic doesn't end with the original caster's death?
All right. That's true. A lot of magical properties disappear after the death of the witch or wizard, right?
Yes, because yeah. the spells break.
Yeah.
And last question from Katie T. What is Moody's Bogart?
You thinking about books?
I just had a thought.
You thinking about books?
What?
No.
What are you thinking about?
What, Katie? What?
Oh my God, let her think!
All the Marauders, sadly, are not on this earth. Does the map not work anymore?
No, it works.
No, it still works.
Does it not work as well?
No,
it works. What would be different?
I hope nothing, because it makes me sad.
Like, if you think about it, though, that would be like...
You're charming the object itself.
Would Weasley Wizard Wheezes only be half as good because Fred died?
That's not... What?
Well, because they created a bunch of stuff. So with, like,
yeah,
the things
talking
that
about
they...
the magic of the thing itself.
I know.
Wait, what?
No, but that's fair.
Would their little telescopes not punch people as hard because half of them died?
Right.
You only puke half the amount.
I think that they created the item and it is an item. I kind of could see, like, similar to the cloak where, like, it gets passed down. As long as it is, like, maybe as long as it is with somebody who's related to someone who made it.
Or, like, it's but not, like, still, a simple, like, spell. It's more like an object, like a something.
Jen says the sorting hat still works after all the founders have long since
died. Yeah, for sure.
Died.
And also, like, Remus is very upset with him for like letting that out, because like it could be a map to him from his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess he is specifically worried about Sirius, which it would work for Sirius no matter what.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Thoughts to think.
As far as Moody's Bogart, Katie K said wands in back pants pockets, and that made me laugh.
Mm-mm.
What about, doesn't he like get attacked by like a broom?
Dustbins.
And dustbins. Dustbins.
Which is dustbins.
Is that it?
That's
that it?
All right.
Cool.
Give me that fan story.
This fan story comes from, hold on, I need to yawn.
No, yawning aloud.
Mm.
That was excessive.
You're welcome.
That was a lot.
I
had to get it out.
Yeah, okay.
Jessica from July of 2021.
Hello.
Hey, ladies. My name is Jessica Blewett. I'm a Gryffindor.
Yay!
My wand is Maplewood with unicorn hair core, 10¾ inches, and slightly springy flexibility. My Patronus is a dun stallion, a horse like the one in the movie Spirit.
Oh, cool.
Here's my Potter story. Sorry it's so long, but also not sorry because I love Potter. Thank you for saying also not sorry. In the summer of 2019, the year I turned 21, my best friend and I were going to have a movie day and couldn't decide on a movie. She loves Harry Potter and asked if we could please watch the first movie during movie night. I was in a particularly good mood, so I caved. That night, we watched the first 4 movies and watched 5 to 7 the next day. I had to wait until we hung out the next Friday to watch 8. I spent all week convincing myself not to look up spoilers on how it ended. The day after we watched the last movie, I stopped at Barnes & Noble on my way home from work and bought the box set of the books. Over the next 2 weeks, I read the whole series and cried several times. Since that one day where my best friend convinced me to watch the movies, Harry Potter has been a huge part of my life. I wanted to consume any Harry Potter media I could, and that's how I found Swish and Flick. I searched Harry Potter in the podcast store and found yours, and I'm so happy I did. Your episodes are great for the commute to work and while I'm working too. I love listening to you all talking and learning even more about the wizarding world than I ever could have on my own and having a laugh while I learn. I'm very thankful for my best friend for introducing me to this magical world and very thankful to you ladies for the weekly deep dive into this series. It truly puts a smile on my face and I love telling people all the new things I learn about Harry Potter. Sorry for rambling. I just love Potter. Stay safe if the world is still crazy in whatever year you read this. Shout out from 2021. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Crazy in other ways.
Truly.
Yeah. Not cool.
I love that I randomly picked this story without knowing, because it talks about learning new things about Potter. And this was all speculation and theory and wonderful things.
Sure
so.
Was.
I hope you enjoyed that, Jessica.
The next couple are going to be that way.
Yep.
Wee.
Thank you for your kind words and your story. And I love that you're like a very recent Potter nerd. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Love that.
So cute.
And that you like sped through it. Amazing. Okay. I have an invisibility joke.
Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this patient says, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. The receptionist says,
what?
Sorry. The receptionist says, doctor, there's a patient on line one that says he's invisible. And the doctor says, well, tell him I can't see him right now.
Aww.
Poor patient.
How does a cow become invisible? Through camouflage.
Camouflage?
Camouflage. Get out of here.
That's funny.
If after those really bad jokes, you still want to follow us on social media,
blame it all on Katie.
We're on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiff is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick.
Yep.
Do we want to say something we're doing lately?
The only thing I want to say is it is Tears of the Kingdom week, folks. Yes, that's right. When this comes out, that game will be released. Yeah, just like I told Marty, you guys, Friday, after that teaching is done, I am not a mother or a wife anymore. I am Tiffany the gamer. Get away from me. That's it.
I love that journey for you.
Is Marty going to hang out and play the game with you, or is he hanging out with the kiddos at Nini and Papa's?
Oh, no, he's with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting pizza?
TBD. I told him to make me pasta, so he might make homemade gnocchi.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm shocked there's not a big old ribeye gonna get grilled out for you in the back.
You know.
You should be like, I want gnocchi and steak, Marty. Thank you.
My tum-tum has not been accepting of things since I had what I have self-diagnosed as norovirus.
The horrible ick.
It was terrible.
So bad.
You guys, it was so bad. It was so bad. And it's making its little way around Northeast Ohio. 28 kids in my class and only 19 came today. So that lets you know that it's big time. Anywho, that's where I'm at.
I don't want it.
Zelda, nope. Zelda, 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 Zelda. That's it. That's all I care about right now. And my kids and family. It's fine.
What about me?
Yeah, your family.
Okay.
All right. You share.
I have, much to Tiffany's dismay, been playing Disney Dreamlight Valley instead of Zelda. I'm sorry.
I'm over it. You're not. Don't. No. What?
No, I genuinely do want to play Zelda. But, and I told myself, Katie, how long did I put off buying this game? Because I literally kept saying, but I should play Zelda, but I should play Zelda, but I should play Zelda. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? If I haven't picked it up yet, I'm going to get to it when I get to it. And all I'm thinking about is this Dreamlight Valley game. So I'm just going to get it out of my system. And then I'm going to play Zelda. I promise. It will happen.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
This is literally like Disney Animal Crossing, though. It is the best. It's so much fun. I am besties with Kristoff, Goofy, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Scrooge, Remy, Wally, Olaf I just unlocked, Moana, Maui. Oh, Ariel and Ursula.
Mother Gothel.
Oh,
Scar.
Mother Gothel. And Scar. I'm still working on befriending him. Though, do I want to? I don't know. Anyway, it's so much fun, so. Kitty.
What have I been doing? Rehabbing this knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working on this knee. I'm almost 3 weeks out.
She's
kind of crazy.
Great.
Thanks. I really just, like, can't wait to get out of this brace.
Yeah,
that's like
you're halfway
one
through
thing.
It.
That's nuts. Yeah, but PT is going really good. I feel really lucky because the only day I had like pain was day one.
Yeah,
but it really hasn't been like that since.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I've got the number one caretaker. Meg's literally doing everything for me, and if I try to do something for myself, she goes, "Sit down." I say, "Yes, ma'am."
Well. can you imagine if you like messed up doing something dumb where you could have literally just been like, Meg, can you get me this? And I would have been like, yes, Katie. And I would have gotten it.
Her new thing to say is, do you want to do something where you have to start all over again? Do you want to do this
That's
again?
That's the only thing I can say to get her to sit her butt down.
Said no.
Yeah.
So, but she's been amazing. And she's been super encouraging with all my stuff. And like, it's just nice. I appreciate you, babe.
Anytime.
Love Good
you.
Job.
Love you. And I started playing an old Pokemon game again. Because why not?
Which Yay! One? Again?
Soul Silver.
That's right.
Nice.
So unfortunately we did not have a bingo tonight. I'm sorry.
That's the first time in a long time.
I know. Yeah. And that means that Ravenclaw is in first with 11,653. Slytherin is in second with 11,355. Hufflepuff is in third with 11,062. And Gryffindor is nothing. In fourth with 9,295. It's a little closer, guys. There's still a chance for anybody to take first. We have till the end of June.
Oh my God, that's like coming up.
I know.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's crazy. All right, well, this is not for the Deathly Hallows. No. This is for fun theories that we headcanoned. Today.
Yeah.
So that's it. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice.
What up, Miss Rouse?
Large mugs. Yeah. So there's mugs. Let me count. Martin! Put that in the end credits. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.